in the middle of that, then will be a memorial dedicated to Michael Horrocks with actually on top of it a steel beam from Ground Zero.
Wow.
Welcome to the American Grown Podcast, hosted by Austin Sullivan. The American Grown Podcast will focus on people from different walks of life and their journey to where they are now. Now, turn up your volume and settle in for a great episode.
This is the American Grown Podcast, recorded inside the ColorTech Creative Solutions Studios. We suggest listening to part one before listening to this episode. This episode picks up with Randy McKillop, president and founder of Courtyard of Honor.
So with that, I'll go into exactly what the Courtyard of Honor is. So the Courtyard of Honor is a 501c3 charitable public organization that was created in February of 2022. And the reason for that was I was approached, and in past meetings, approached by Derry Township supervisors and asked me if I wanted to proceed forward in possibly putting together a nonprofit to put a memorial downtown. I said, absolutely, I'm game. I'm on board. And in doing that, it was, of course, when I say this, and I speak on behalf of every veteran, every emergency responder, and anybody from 9/11, if I speak on behalf of Michael, I'm speaking on behalf of everybody. Because I can't and I will not speak on behalf of veterans. I will not speak on behalf of emergency responders, because that's not me. I was not a part of that. Mm-hmm. Michael was my teammate, but Michael was also a veteran. 10-year Marine, Desert wow. Storm, actually taught fighter pilots. Jeez. That's where he comes up with the flight name Rocks.
Yeah.
So that's where all that's where the high school name went.
I wondered how that came about, Rocks.
That's the okay. nickname from his last name, but then when he became a fighter pilot, it stayed as Rocks.
It's Rocks, yeah.
So with that, they asked me, and I formed a nonprofit and have partnered with Derry Township or Hershey, the supervisors, to create a memorial that is overall called, or the umbrella, Courtyard of Honor. The first piece...
Right, because you mentioned it's a three-legged
it's
stool.
It's a three-legged stool.
Oh, yes,
to it's bring a three-legged that back around. Stool. Yeah. So this is a way I can bring this all together. So this is a three-legged stool. So from the Court of Honor is the veterans piece. And the reason why it's entitled the Court of Honor is Milton Hershey himself, the founder of Hershey, dedicated three plaques in 1943 dedicated to any person that served the United States military in any denomination or any creation or any part. They would be identified on a bronze plaque. Those that he knew at that time that were killed would have gold stars next to them. These plaques were dedicated in 1943. We, as the township and the Courtyard of Honor, have, I won't even call custody, we have the honor of having those three plaques.
Wow.
That we're bringing back downtown. We're having those resurfaced. We're having those refinished, solid bronze. Each one weighs about 750 pounds. And we are going to put a memorial in downtown Hershey at the corner of Chocolate and Cocoa, which is Route 743 on the west side. And what we're going to put there is all three plaques. They will be refinished. At the same time, on either side, to the left side, will be 57 gold-starred members of Milton Hershey High School. On the right side will be 50 Gold Star members, Milton Hershey High School, or Hershey High School. Then on the ends will be the American Legion and the VFW. Anybody else that will be participating in that from here on out will also have the opportunity to have a hero paver. So a paver can be placed mm-hmm. with name, rank, and the logo of whichever military service they arrive from. This will light at night and will glow gold. So these 57 and 50 stars on either side will glow gold at night to honor those. We have enough space for a few more on either side, but we don't wish to ever fill that. That will be completed by the end of 2024. And the reason why that's called the Court of Honor is that those three plaques were dedicated by Milton S. Hershey himself, and he entitled them the Court of Honor.
Wow.
So that'll be the veterans.
What rich history right there.
It's just amazing. Like,
yeah.
It's absolutely amazing what can be done there in order to honor everybody correctly and have it at the square in town where the plaques originally were at the old community center, which was part of the Hershey Theater. Then at the next piece will be what we entitle a hero walkway. And a hero walkway will connect the veterans piece to the next piece, or next what we want to call the memorial or memorial garden. They're both going to be memorial gardens. And that will be the Courtyard of Honor. And the reason why that's entitled the Courtyard of Honor is it's taking from the Court of Honor and now not taking that name but having it as the Courtyard of Honor. And that will be fire, police, ambulance, canine. And that will be on a solid stainless steel black wall that'll be engraved as well as same as the stars. And on one side, it'll have the police and canine with their logos or insignias engraved that'll light up blue.
Wow.
On the left side, on the right side of that, we'll have the fire department and the ambulance, and that'll light up red.
You thought of everything. Yes. I mean, this is beautiful.
It all comes together in a very good way.
Yeah.
In the middle of that, then will be a memorial dedicated to Michael Horrocks with actually on top of it, a steel beam from Ground Zero.
Wow.
And that will have cut out, which this is all online, either on the Facebook page or on the website, which we'll give those addresses, but that'll light up white. And that'll actually have the outlines of both his son, Mick, at the age of 6, and Christina at the age of 9, raising their hands to the stars to honor their father, who they lost on that day. Surrounding the Courtyard of Honor and up through the hero walkway is going to be pavers, hero pavers, dedicated to all 2,977 that lost their lives. To the side of that is going to be a stainless steel, again, American flag. On that American flag, we are having 50 families. Any family that donates $5,000 can have their name engraved in the stripes of the American flag that'll be lit up red, white, and blue through perpetuity, because we want those to be the foundation of raising the money that we need to raise. So any family can make a $5,000 donation. The other thing is, none of this is going to be corporate. None of this is going to be commercial. Yeah. All the pavers are for heroes, not for companies, not for corporations. Off to the side, we will have another sign, again, that'll be illuminated, and that'll be for any corporation, company, or person that donates over $10,000 in alphabetical order will have their names. And the most ironic part about this, speaking about local and how all these things come together, and I have to give a shout out to a dear friend, Willie Erb, from E&E Metal Fabricators right here in town. He is commissioned to do work for a sculptor by the name of Zachary Oxman. And if you look up ZacharyOxman.com, you'll see all of his work. But Willie and E&E Metal Fabricators and Leanne, the new president, great job, girlfriend. They will be designing and creating these memorials. And they have donated Michael's memorial.
Wow.
So they will put that together for us with that incredible staff over there. And Zachary Oxman is a world-renowned sculptor and has designed a beautiful, beautiful memorial for Michael. All of this was approved and pre-approved by the widow, Michael's wife and children, to make sure we do everything the right way. And with that, if you can imagine at night, there'll be 107 gold stars lit up in gold. As you walk along the walkway, that'll be lit up. There'll be an American flag lit up 24/7. And then as you go down into the valley, there will be Michael's 9-foot-11-inch tall memorial for 9/11. And then behind that will be the wall dedicated to the police and canine in blue and the fire and ambulance in red. to me, I'm a little biased, but I believe in saying it, this will be one of the most unique memorials in the United States of America. This will be on the west side of 743 between Chocolate and Caracas on Cocoa. So if you're at the square and where the park is, we're actually redeveloping that park, and then we're going to move the stage to the far west corner so more people actually have access to seeing the stage when they have live music throughout the summers there. Then we'll have the Hollowland, which will be the court and courtyard of honor. Everything will be encompassed as the courtyard of honor. The nonprofit is entitled to courtyard of honor. But like I said, there's three legs to the stool. Each one has its own identity. Each one has its own gift, own way of being memorialized. But collectively, this will be all along there with a walkway that you can sit. There will be benches. There will be all six branches of the military in flags. Plus, there will be a bench at each flag if you wish to honor what service you were in the military, or a relative, or a friend, or a hero. And then we will have continuously throughout this ceremonies, services. Our biggest will be 2026, which will be the 25th anniversary. But the goals and the steps that we have is by the end of 2024, by Veterans Day, we'll have the Veterans Peace or the Court of Honor finished. By the end of 2025, we will have the Courtyard of Honor completed. Everything will then be buttoned up 100% exactly the way we want it with the, again, the partnership with this township, the partnership with Dauphin County. I can't say enough about either one of these groups. Just coming together, we're doing a public-private partnership, coming together as a team to do what needs to be done and to do it right.
Do it right, yeah. Definitely.
And then we'll have a large celebration for the 25th anniversary. And all this will take place. We'll have Veterans Day services there. We'll have Memorial Days. We'll have 9-11s. And then we have a nice park. People will be able to congregate and have larger crowds. And we have 6 million visitors that come into Hershey every year. My estimate, over half come from New York and New Jersey.
Yeah, I believe it.
And whenever I see somebody or we talk to somebody, they can't believe that nothing's been done yet. 7 of the 8 pilots, I believe, have a memorial in their hometown. Michael's the one that is the last. But timing is everything. When that is said, the Veterans Memorial is being rededicated from the previous memorial. We're able to include the 107 Gold Star members. We're able to have this a part of Hershey and Milton Hershey schools coming together, the alumni, and then bringing fire, police, ambulance, canine, and to make sure that all this cohesively has a beautiful place in the sweetest place on earth, downtown, for everyone to come and visit, for everyone to come and see. It'll be open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And the one thing that always is suggested is, how do we maintain this? How do we maintain this park? Once it is completed, it will then be signed over to the township, and the township will convert it to a park, so it will be maintained through perpetuity.
Oh, there you go. Perfect.
So it's just the timing and bringing everybody together. But my goal here, we need to get the word out. I need people to step forward. I need people to help, people to volunteer, people to tell me stories. I have a board of 5.
Okay.
I have a senior vice president, Frank Jones, Marine veteran. I have a vice president, Tim Rauch, who is the lieutenant and second in command of Derry Township Police, as well as the person in charge for emergency responders. At the same time, then, we have a treasurer, that we have an open spot right now for the treasurer. Our treasurer did a great job for us, and we can't thank him enough. And just like you, he's expecting his first baby boy.
Understandable then, yeah.
And I said, he says, I will dedicate time, I just can't dedicate as much. I said, I completely understand that.
Yeah.
And then we have the secretary, which is Doug Jones. He's the president of Faulkner Subaru, one of our biggest supporters, one of our biggest sponsors. You'll put up some time in the graphics, but you'll show the car that we have wrapped that is just a portable monument of everything and is our display. But Faulkner Subaru and the Subaru dealerships and all have a step forward to make sure that we don't forget. And Doug Jones was a, Doug and Frank were both classmates, alumni of Hershey High. They graduated with Michael, closer to Michael than I did. And they're the ones that do the 9/11 show every year for the kids, the students. And I can't stress enough the volunteers, the sponsors, the support, the staff, the executive board, and just people in the community and people that reach out. The VFWs, the Legions, the veterans. The other thing is motorcycle clubs. We need more. We have a great base, but we need to get this word out. So I ask anybody that's listening, anybody in your audience, we have a website, www.courtyardofhonor.org. We're a nonprofit. We have an EIN number. We can absolutely send you a form. The 1099, or not the 1099, but the form in order for you to use it on your taxes. The other thing is we have a Facebook page, which is Courtyard of Honor on Facebook. We have an Instagram, and then I also have a LinkedIn under my name, but it's under Courtyard of Honor. Just trying to get the word out. We need those ambassadors. We need those influencers. I'll give you one locally. Mm-hmm. We have, and that's a major rock star, Brett Michaels.
Yeah.
Brett Michaels, you know, is from Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, the lead singer of the group Poison. Last year, we had a concert out at Hollywood Casino, Penn Gaming, out at the Penn National Racetrack. And Hollywood Casino and Penn Gaming was kind enough to allow me to have 350 tickets that I handed out to veterans.
Wow.
Yeah, and we all got to wear shirts, and many of us got to go up on stage and honor Brett and just promote it in a way. We hope he's coming back. We don't know for sure, but he wants to make this a yearly event. But we raised a lot of awareness. It was the largest concert they ever had there.
Wow.
And we have so many more, but I want to bring this out.
Definitely.
So I'll bring this to the camera to show you.
Yeah, and for the listeners, it is a guitar with the Pittsburgh Steelers logo, and it is signed by Brent Michaels.
Brett Michaels himself.
Himself signed
it,
and
this is an acoustic guitar. Brett Michaels signed these for me personally, and we save these for special events to raise money and awareness. So we'll put it out there. We'll figure out a way to auction this off or get this out. If somebody wishes to make a very strong contribution and get in touch with me, we can do that as well. But that is just one in many. We have a lot of memorabilia. We have a lot of signatures from the Hershey Bears,
okay.
From the Washington Capitals. The other thing is Dave Stein and myself or anybody else will sign any bottles. But we got to make sure we always put never forget. That's part of our signature on there. We also have our own beer. Englewood Brewery out of Hershey, Pennsylvania has a American double IPA, and it is entitled 2977, and that is in honor of the 2,977 that lost their lives. This is not for the bated breath. This is 9.11%, but it is as smooth as silk, so we did that for 9/11. Again, the bourbon. Mm-hmm. Cheers again, cheers, my friend. Always got to keep doing cheers. It's not a drinking game. It's life.
Amen to that.
You know, we have that out there. There's so many people I wish to thank, not only presently, but in the past. But I hope you, the listener, in the future, I will be speaking to the Marine Corps League of the Northeast Division of Pennsylvania New Jersey and New York next month. I've spoken to the Marine Corps League locally here. We have the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs on board with us, working with us. And what they're doing is, and what we partnered, we're one of the first groups to ever partner with them. They have so many services for veterans, for people with issues, PTSD, health concerns, mental health concerns. They have the services. They have difficulty in getting it out to the people.
Spreading the word, yeah.
So that's what we're doing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So any event that we have, we will have people from the National Guard, people from the military. They're present to help if there are questions that need to be answered. If there are any veterans out there that have questions that need to be answered, I can put you in touch with the right people. Yeah. There are so many that aren't aware. There are so many that need help, mm-hmm. Even emergency responders. It's a day-to-day struggle, and we have this opportunity to never forget, but always connect.
That's it, yeah.
Always connect. And my goal through all of this is to keep the lines of communication open, to allow people to come together for the right reasons, not only to honor, but to talk amongst themselves, because maybe they just need somebody to listen. Maybe they need somebody to help. But those services can be provided. I will give out my personal cell number right now. It is 717-648-8544. You can call me. You can text me. My email that I use for the Courtyard of Honor is contact@courtyardofhonor.org. You can reach me through the website. You can reach me through Facebook. When I say me, I mean us as a group, but I will personally pass it on. We need more volunteers. We need more help. We need more sponsors. The other one that we have local to everybody here, and that is Pensy Supply. Pensy Supply. Yeah. You know, the rock company, right?
Right. Yes.
So rocks. Literally. Rocks, rock, right? Rocks.
Yeah.
So rocks. Met with them a little while ago, and they are stepping up and donating a portion of the sand, concrete, and stone that we need for our project. And they have stepped up in a big way. And I think I can announce it, but I'm trying to get them to wrap a dump truck for us.
Wow.
Because the dump truck that they currently have has the 5 branches of the military.
Yeah.
So it needs to be updated anyways.
Yes, right. Yeah, it does.
So why not include all 6 branches of the military?
Yeah.
Courtyard of Honor.
Do it right.
And have that right there that we can get other companies and businesses to step forward. There is one gentleman. He is a older gentleman. He is a graduate of, I believe, 1966 of Hershey High. Right after graduation, he went into... he served and went right to Vietnam, served there for years. And as soon as he came back, he started a construction company entitled Harnden Group. Harnden Construction Services are out of Harrisburg. And Chuck knew of the plaques, but did not know of Michael Horrocks. And being not only the pilot, the co-pilot, but a veteran. His company is stepping up in a big way to provide a lot of the machinery and equipment and the labor so we can get this project done. Hershey Company, Hershey Entertainment Resorts, Penn State Health, and Milton Hershey. There's a plethora of groups that have all helped. They're all on the website. And if you're not on the website, one, let me know. If you wish to be on the website and be a sponsor, let me know. Let someone know.
Yeah.
Because we have a 3-year window. We have less than 3 years. It's the 25th anniversary.
Be here before you know it.
After the 25th, again, no one's going to really push it till the 50th. But if you think about this, for so many years, Major League Baseball did the 7th inning dedicated to 9/11. That stopped a few years ago.
Yeah, why? I wonder why.
Don't know why. We can't let these things stop.
Right. Oh, I'm with you. So let's say, Randy, I don't mean to cut you off, but
go ahead.
If the average listener, you know, like myself, what can I do? Or I know you have a bunch of events coming up. Like, how can I get involved? What can I do?
Sure. There's so many different ways. Volunteer at our events. There's a page that you'll post that we have posted of all of our calendar events. And I'll list a few of them that are exciting. Creative. Mm-hmm. Great events that people just want to be involved in. If you're a veteran-owned business, or if you're a own business that you wish to either donate time, materials, anything to what we're doing, arms are open. If not, if we can't use it, I will find a veteran or veteran group that'll be able to use that. That's our whole goal, is to bring, let's stop separating these and set up different silos.
Yeah.
Let's have everybody come together
and talk. Yep.
So there are local businesses, national businesses, international businesses, businesses that work with defense, businesses that work with military, anybody that's been touched, anybody that wishes to reach out. I'm a phone call away. We have many events. We have Members First. We have M&T. We have Link Bank. We have financial institutions. We have insurance companies. We have everybody coming together. This isn't a competition. It can't be.
It's a single goal.
I just want to get it done, right?
Yeah. Yep.
I don't wish to be this spokesperson. I have the face for radio and the voice for print. I don't wish to be doing this. If there's somebody out there that wants to be our spokesperson, step up.
Yeah, but there couldn't be anybody else. You're passionate. It's part of your life, you know, and you are the driving force. You are.
I thank you for saying that.
Yeah. No one could do it. No one else but you could do it.
There are so many people with me, not behind me, next to me, that are helping in so many ways that don't either wish to be acknowledged or are so mentally exhausted to be a part of this. I just want to be the voice to get it out there. I'm not the spokesperson. But if you'd like me to speak to your group, a VFW, a Legion, clubs, the Rotary, Hershey Rotary has stepped up so much for us. I know I'm going to miss people, and I apologize. I'm overwhelmed. When I start talking about this, I really get exhausted because it's who I am.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, son, and daughter, they're wonderful because they never hear enough. They always want to hear more.
Yeah, they're very supportive.
They're very, very supportive. I have a lot of great friends that are very supportive. But I need those influencers. I need those people that want to do it for the right reasons, but I need those people that can make the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they want to be known or not, I'm here. We're here. It's not going away. We're going to get this done one way or another. But the other thing is, we're not going to finish when we finish with that. That's just the tip of the iceberg with what I want to accomplish. I want to set up scholarships. I want to give back to the police departments. I want to make sure they have canines. I want to make sure they have service animals. I want to make sure they have the proper armor. But I also want to be able to educate. I want to make sure all you legislators out there, all you House, Senate, governors, both federally and state, help me. Help me come together here in a way that Central Pennsylvania can make a difference forever. One thing that most people don't know, and it's a shame, both the pilot and co-pilot of the second plane that crashed into the South Towers are both from Pennsylvania. Captain Saraceni is from Yardley, Pennsylvania, Chester County. His widow is the one that pushed and has been a champion to make all cockpits safer. And it's in her husband's name. But we do not have a Medal of Valor. We do not have a Medal of Honor in both their names.
What are we doing? We needed to get this right.
For sure.
It needs to get done.
It's the other thing I'm working on. We have the largest National Guard barracks in the United States in Fort Indiantown Gap.
It's right up the road.
Most people don't know that exists. Most people don't realize that there is a cemetery there as beautiful, not quite, but as dedicated as Arlington, the amount of people that have been buried there. The other reason why Bret Michaels is so close to this is his father is buried there. He is a child of a veteran. He had other relatives that were veterans. He has a big heart for Central Pennsylvania and making sure this gets accomplished. But there are other people out there. I don't know how else to broadcast it out there, but please reach out to me if there are other groups that wish to get more information. Here's the thing I wish everyone to do. Everyone out there, Austin, I need everyone to like our page. I need everyone to share our page. I need everyone to promote it and get it out there. I tell people this, and I tell my kids because they fix everything for me. I can't spell IT, let alone how to use it. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm trying. I'm learning. But I need help. Mm-hmm. Anybody that can provide services. Hershey High School, the senior class last year built our website in honor of Michael.
That's awesome. Yeah.
We have two teachers and a student that are helping us to do that right now, to continuously update that. Harrisburg University is working with me, trying to do more with getting the word out, how to do reels. We have a gentleman by the name of Kurt Dubinsky, which is Backyard Productions, who is working on a documentary for us from start to finish. We can put together 22 minutes is out there right now of interviews, of discussions, of seeing where we're progressing. We hope to break ground here sometime soon, probably in June. But we need help with donations of electricians, of concrete finishers. Anybody with those trades, mm-hmm. we're losing those trades.
Yeah.
Let's showcase them.
Yeah, this would be a perfect opportunity.
Perfect opportunity to showcase. A shout out to Creekside Landscaping, a company out of Hershey, donating so much time and effort to make sure that this is done correctly with the Hero Pavers. Make sure the landscaping is set in correctly. And then Watson Supply is going to supply us with these Hero Pavers through a donation, through a discount. And we're going to have the opportunity to have roughly 6,000 pavers that we can have people put the names of a hero, of a family hero.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be military. It doesn't have to be police, fire, ambulance. You have an uncle or an aunt that's a hero because they survived and fought cancer.
Yeah.
Or they're just a hero in the family. Why not honor them? This isn't just for anybody. It's for heroes. Heroes are of every size, every creed, every service, every branch, but every person.
I love that. Yeah.
It's just a way, but it's not going to be commercial. There will be no commercial names on this. That's not what we're looking for. I want this to be hollow ground of heroes.
Heroes.
So with that, I just want to go over, if you don't mind.
Oh, no, yeah. Let's dive into the upcoming events.
About the upcoming events. I know when I went over these with you.
I was just going to say off air. Yeah, you went over some of them, and I got pretty excited.
They're exciting.
They are,
I have, my wife always tells me I don't dream at night, I think.
yeah.
And it's good and bad at times. Sometimes it keeps me up. But I want to do things for a purpose, for a reason. I want people to attend. I want people to be there. I want people to donate. I want people to sponsor because they want to, not because they have to. I don't want people rolling their eyes. Oh my God, we got this event again this year. I want people to go, oh my God, we got this event again.
Enjoy themselves. Year. And then they spread the word and it grows and
it's
organically.
A way to just communicate, to come together, because we're missing that in today's world.
Definitely. Definitely.
So I have these events that are coming up. Most people don't realize this, but we're also going to do a small ceremony because we haven't broken ground. But May 1st of this year, 2024, is the 100th anniversary of the Pennsylvania State Police Barracks being in Hershey, Pennsylvania. So the Pennsylvania State Police is the first uniformed state police in the United States.
And it's 100 years.
And it's 100 years. And we're just putting, and huge addition up at the barracks up on top of the hill above Trogues in Hershey Park. And it's the 100th anniversary, so we're going to make sure that we're going to have an engraved paver that some of the retired state police, as well as other state police members, will be able to, we can do a dedication that day, which is May 1st. We don't know what time, but we'll have a nice event down there. May 5th, a young man who was going to go into the reserves or into the military. We have Miles for Matt. He passed away a few years ago unexpectedly in a car accident. And his family has been honoring his name every year. And it'll be the last event held this year before construction. And it is a fun walk in memory of Matt. And some of the proceeds are going to go to make sure Matt's name is included in this forever. So it's God bless the family. Wonderful people. Young man was a great young man. And the grandmother explained to me over and over again how he was going to be so proud to be enlisted in the military. Didn't have that chance. His life was cut short. But we can honor him. Mm-hmm. So it'll be a great event there. In June, we're going to do our groundbreaking. I'll get to another big one, but I'll go through these. June 29th, which is our biggest one coming up right now, and which I have this.
Yes, you sent me that flyer.
Yeah, I sent you that awesome. Flyer.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is June 29th, save the date. Summer kickoff on the rocks. Courtyard of Honor is partnering with Fogelman's Tree Service. Every year they do a music event.
Yeah.
And it is a family festival. It's going to be 8 to 10 bands. And it's going to be $30 per person. I believe $15 for children. Children under 7 are free.
Okay.
But it's going to be a welcome event. People have been to it many years. They know what it is. We're going to make this bigger and better. We're going to have it at the Campbelltown Fire Hall, the fairgrounds. And it's $30 a person for 8 to 10 bands plus all you can eat. It's BYOB.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you can't beat that.
You can also have people stop by. Purchase these, celebrate with us. And what it's going to do is bring people together. We're going to have raffles. We're going to have 50-50s. We're going to have barbecued pigs. We're going to have chicken. We're going to have burgers, hot dogs, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And it's a chance to bring people together, but there's going to be a limited number of tickets. It's not as big as the other space. But we're going to make this bigger and bigger every year. All the bands are donating their time. So we want to support local music. We want to support bands. We want to support entertainment. We want to support people coming together, all for the greater good, all for a reason. Gives us a chance to all get together. So that is June 29th, and that'll be at the Campbelltown Fire Hall. For all of you hogs, for all of you Harley riders, for all of you motorcycle riders, I need to apologize to everybody at this moment. I get caught up and I need to acknowledge, and I am sorry, I haven't done this before. The motorcycle ride, we've come together. I'm so sorry. I apologize to the family, but I will not forget. Derry Township Police Officer Michael Henry Jr., we lost him a little over 4 years ago, training to be a motorcycle officer. He doesn't have a memorial. So he is part of the emergency responders, the fire, police, ambulance, and canine. He is a veteran as well. Left here a beautiful wife and two amazing children. And the motorcycle rally we've had in his name. I am sorry. I will apologize when I need to apologize. I will tell people when I am wrong, and I cannot believe it took me this long to bring this up. But I'm overwhelmed having the opportunity to do a podcast. And Michael Henry Jr., amazing police officer, amazing person, Big Mike. We're going to make sure to honor him at the square in Hershey as well. And this motorcycle rally that we're going to have before the music fest is in honor of him, as well as everyone that rides on behalf of the 9/11 Memorial or any veteran that gets together for rides. That'll start at 10 o'clock at the Susquehanna Harley-Davidson. It's just a place to meet as the parking lot. But we are going to go from there to HAC, Harrisburg Area Community College. Most people don't realize it, but there's about a 25-foot steel girder from 9/11 at the training facility for emergency responders and police at the HAC campus.
I didn't know that.
It's breathtaking. So the riders are going to proceed to ride there from Susquehanna, then proceed there to Hershey, to the Courtyard of Honor, to see the broken where we're breaking ground and where we're doing everything. And then everybody from there is going to arrive nice and loud, and we're going to have that music venue. So, Jackie, I apologize. I'm a little speechless at the moment because I can't believe I didn't mention Michael earlier, and my apologies. So please consider this not only an apology, but I need people to know who Michael Henry was and is.
Let's cheers to Michael Henry.
Yeah, cheers, Michael.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, it's getting better.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be on the 29th. So that'll be the Rocks and Rides, and that'll be the Summer on the Rocks. In July, Castle Winery, which is right out on Route 39 in Hershey, kind enough to give us a weekend, a Sunday, as one of their fundraiser nights. And this fundraiser night will be, I believe it'll be from 12 to 6. It's right after July 4th. So what we're going to do is red, white, and blue wine slushies.
Oh, I love wine slushies.
We're going to have wine slushies. We're going to have gift baskets. We're going to have 50-50s. And then my little star, a little girl from my neighborhood who's growing up before my eyes with a wonderful family, a young lady by the name of Addie Grace, who is a singer at the age of 13. And she is making a name for herself. And she had the strength and the guts last year to go on stage with Bret Michaels and sing Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
Oh, my Lord.
And she knocked it out of the park.
She killed it. That's great.
So
that's
she great. Is going to be with us for the fundraiser. And the other group is going to be Noah Gibney Trio. Another great up-and-coming group. But Addie will be there. Addie is in support of what we're doing. Her and her family have always been very supportive, especially a lot of the people in Palmyra, because that's where I live. Shout out to Arbor Green, my development, Wheatstone, my development next door. And with that, in June when we... Oh, the other thing is, when we have the summer kickoff concert, there will be four locations that you'll be able to purchase the tickets. Tickets will go on sale next week. You'll be able to either get them online or in person. My suggestion is you get them as soon as possible. One place and one gentleman that is very supportive, and many people know him in the community, Brian Boltz, who is part of Stuff Steaks, Stuff D Steaks, some of the greatest cheese steaks. And that is one small business that continues to give back. So you'll be able to purchase the tickets there.
I need to get there to try their food anyway. I just saw on Facebook they just won like best in Lebanon County out of all the restaurants and stuff. It was pretty neat to see. But yeah, I have not eaten there yet, so you that's haven't? A shame on me. So I need to get in there.
Well, yeah, I'll meet you there.
Let's do it.
Introduce
you
to Brian.
Yeah.
And what he's going to do is if you purchase a ticket there, you get a free soda with your meal. So he's going to help us, and he's going to raise awareness for us. His 7,000 followers every Sunday. He does a quick show, promotes, hands out gift cards like they're going out of style, works with a lot of local businesses. So a shout out to Brian with Addie. And then in August 9th, all of you, I know you're signing up tomorrow, if not tonight, you and your old man get two foursomes out there.
Yeah, we're excited for this
one. The Courtyard of Honor Cup. The Courtyard of Honor Cup is going to be August 9th, 12 o'clock, and it is going to be at Manitou Golf Course.
Love that course.
High school teammate of mine is one of the owners, dear friend, And what we're going to be doing there is every par three is going to be a veteran swinging the club. So you can choose to take or not take the veteran, male or female, dump one on the green. We do have a surprise. It's something very, very unique. But we have a way to put blanks in an AR-15, and we're going to be able to shoot golf balls up to 200 yards.
Which is awesome.
So awesome. We're going to be able to have that as a way for you to shoot to get your ball on the green.
Which the way I hit the ball, it's going right, left, everything but center. So I'll take the AR-15.
You spray them.
Yeah,
spray them.
Exactly. Spray and pray.
So
yeah.
it'll be money worthwhile.
Exactly.
And what we do with the golf tournament, we have this massive, massive cup. The group that won it last year still has the cup.
That's awesome. Yeah.
The other thing is the highest score, we have the annual sign the toilet seat. So okay. Every year that foursome gets to keep the toilet seat and they get to sign it.
Is it like a gold porcelain toilet
seat? It's just bright, just shiny white. Make sure everybody sees it. Get okay. to sign it with a black Sharpie.
Oh, that's great.
And
yeah.
Everybody will get a golf jersey. We do raffles differently.
How
you're,
so?
You're, yeah. you're, everyone's going to get a number for a raffle, but you're guaranteed a prize. I go to these golf tournaments. All I have is a piece of paper in my hand about the size of a ticket. My luck is I never win. Yeah. Everybody's going to leave there with a door prize. We're also going to have all you can eat, all you can drink, and we will have breakfast covered, coffee, donuts. We will have lunch covered, and then dinner is going to be by Penn Hotel and Sports Bar in Hershey. Did an amazing spread last year, all covered. And then once the tournament is over, we're going to have live music the rest of the night. And we're going to have incredible items to auction off, gift baskets. But just bring everybody together.
Yeah.
We want everybody there. We want everybody to show up. But we want everybody to come back every year saying, that was just a great day. We're meeting veterans. We're working with all the sponsors, all the businesses. We're raising money and awareness. We had it last year. We had two foursomes sign up at the tournament that were just there to play golf. And they couldn't believe what it was for.
Yeah.
And they said, we're in. So we need sponsors for a lot of these events. So that's online. Travel Champs. If you know Travel Champs at all, they do embroidery as well as screen printing shirts out of Hummelstown. Great sponsor. They're heading that up for us. So they handle all the ticket sales. They have a website as well as all of our merchandise is on there as well. So that's through August. We have an exciting event. Hold tight. I'll come here to announce
it. Definitely got to have you back. Okay. Oh, an exclusive.
Yeah, an exclusive. The one that I told you that I'm working on.
Yes.
Okay. It'd be an amazing event.
Oh, yeah.
I'll make sure that I'll bring it here first.
Appreciate that, yeah.
The month of September is 9/11 month for us. So we are right now currently working with at least 10 to 12 breweries. We're going to collaborate on a beer. We'll collaborate on a beer and put it in different locations from taverns to restaurants. Last year we had 35 restaurants. It was Hershey Heroes 9/11 was the name of the beer. But with this collaboration, we're going to come up with another name, but it'll be an American Blonde Lager, because Michael was an American Blonde.
I like it. Yeah.
And it'll be, In recognition of the military, it'll be our draft fundraiser. So every draft, a dollar will be given back to the Courtyard of Honor. Last year in the month of September, we raised $12,500. Our goal is not the dollar. Yeah. Our goal is for people to talk about it. Well, what is this? What is this about? It's about what's Courtyard of Honor? Who's Michael Horrocks? Well, I'm not just going to give a dollar. I'd like to make another donation. We will have prizes, we will have giveaways, but we're going to try to do it this year, September through November, to include Veterans Day, to raise more money, to raise more awareness. Again, not out there promoting alcohol. I'm promoting conversation.
Yep, that's what it's all about, you know, getting
anywhere,
together.
Anywhere yeah. we go, anywhere my family goes, do you have a local beer? Do you have a local distillery? We like to try something different.
Supporting local is huge, you know.
Supporting local is what we want to do. And all of these bartenders, all of these owners, all of these brewers, everybody has one thing in common. They all want to tell the story and the reason why they're doing it. So again, another way for us to tell the story.
Yeah.
Great idea, great deal. September 11th, again, is the toast on 9/11 at 9/11 p.m. Show up early. It'll be a great night at Hidden Still. October. We did this last year, but we got to get the numbers out. All of you that run 5Ks, walk, run, bike, kayak. You heard me right. Kayak.
Kayak. Okay.
What we're doing is we're going around one lap around Memorial Lake. Is a 3.1. What's a 5K? I don't run. Mine is 0.0.
No, right.
That's my GPA.
I haven't
how often
ran in
I
a
run.
While either. Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I have that exactly. sticker on my car, 0.0.
Yeah.
But what this is, anybody out there, I need help. I need experts. One thing I do is I only want to work with experts. I know a little bit about a lot, but I don't know a lot. So anybody that coordinates races, please reach out to me. I've reached out to a few. I haven't heard back. Anybody that wants to help to be a part of this, it's an endurance event. It's the 5K will be a race. The rest will be an endurance event. We had two young ladies run 50 miles.
Wow.
In 12 hours.
In 12 hours, 50 miles.
50 miles in 12 hours. My son never ran more than a few miles that day to make his father proud. He ran 30.
He ran 30?
30 miles.
Wow.
Very proud. We had three people, one from Virginia and two from the Harrisburg Bike Club, bike 100 miles. So it's an opportunity, but my goal is to get students, teams. Let's come together, not competitively, compete amongst yourselves, but let's set up football teams, cross-country teams, baseball teams, anybody that wants to come together for the right purpose. Let's all meet out there.
Yeah.
Let's raise money and awareness, but let's get outside. And people can just walk. There's a beautiful trail you can walk inside.
Okay.
It's not a race. It's here's how much it costs. Make a donation. Mission Barbecue provided us with all sandwiches plus cookies, and we had drinks provided, and everybody was taken care of.
That's some good food. Good, good eating there, for sure.
Absolutely, you know? Especially when they're there for 12 hours. But you don't have to be there for 12 hours. Some people are bringing those packs with added weight.
A weighted vest?
Yeah. You know, that's...
Well, there's some people I can think of right away. I'm going to send this to Rob Bear, Coach Bear at Cedar Crest.
Beautiful.
I don't know if you heard of him, but he's a phenomenal guy. He was episode one of America Grown Podcast.
Okay.
So I highly recommend for the new listeners, for yourself, Randy, listen to that. It's a great episode. Also, there's Mitch Spittle, Bridget Finn. I'm sorry, you just got married. I forget your married name. And then there's also Greg Bunyan or Hollywood, Nick Felty. Those are people that have been on in the past.
Beautiful.
That are big fitness, big runners. If I'm missing anybody, I'm sorry. I'll send it to you. This is something I think you guys should support. And I think if you dive into it, don't just take my word for it, but actually dive into it. You'll want to support it.
And it's something that we also want to include. We're going to have the National Guard there, as well as different branches of the military, because there are ways that these young students don't understand how just giving one weekend a month and 2 weeks out of the summer, their college is paid for. And they have those opportunities to serve our country, to become a better person, and also have the opportunity to have their college paid for. We want to make sure that they're aware of their choices, what they can do. And those that go right into the working environment may want to just do every, you know, one weekend a month and build that up. So we have a lot of great people doing that. So again, that is, it's called Let's Roll, and that is after Flight 93. With the individuals that took the plane down, one gentleman said, let's roll. And that was the last they heard from anybody. So we want to do that in honor of that, as well as I want to promote these parks. Nobody's using these parks. We got to get people, families, picnics, parks, walk, run, bike.
Get out there.
The thing is kayak. Yeah. There's that, like, let's kayak out there.
Yeah.
Let's kayak some laps, you know. However we can do it. We'll have plenty of food. We'll have plenty of drinks there. We'll have plenty of conversation. We'll have plenty of information. But we want to encourage everybody. Get out there. Push yourself if you can. But if you don't want to, casually learn about things. Again, we have the Fort Indian Town Gap Cemetery out there. People are not aware of. It's just we're actually running out of space. They have to add on. So people have that. We have Memorial Lake. We have Swatara Trail. All right there in Lebanon and Dauphin County that are trails and just paths that need to be accessed and used more. And you get people out there. And our last ones, the month of November. Now, some of these, we are not the primary sponsor. We are part of it. So I give all these to give everybody a chance. Please don't consider this saturation, because all these events are all different. And it's an opportunity of working with us.
And not to cut you off, but it drives me nuts when people say, like, oh, there's nothing to do in Lebanon County or the surrounding areas, or I'm getting out of here because Lebanon and PA, there's nothing here. There's nothing to do. It's like, look what your organization, Courtyard of Honor, is doing. Look at this. I mean, this is a whole year's worth of fun and family fun, you know, and just stuff to do that I had no clue. And, you know, I'm hoping that by you coming on the podcast, boom, we're going to spread it around.
I want people to share it with others. Share the podcast. Share the website. Share our Facebook. Let's shut down the internet, right?
Yeah. To the moon, they say.
Yeah, to the moon.
To the moon.
To the moon. We'll do that. So the last is the month of November. Last but not least, it's awesome. We have two events. One is, local brewery, local restaurant, local roaster, Englewood. And Englewood's coming together. And on November 2nd, right after Halloween, we're going to do the Trunks and Jeeps event.
I love that.
Trunks and Jeeps is going to be an event, and we're going to have Java and Jeeps in the morning, those that want to come in the morning.
Okay.
Java and Jeeps, and it's a way that I want a Jeep takeover. I want everybody to bring and showcase their Jeeps. I don't have one. I love them.
Yeah.
I think they're about as cool as they get. It's Americana. And when you can showcase these, and what we're going to do with Trunks and Jeeps is we're going to have these Jeeps decorated for Halloween. Bring your lights. Dress them up as a dragon. Dress them up as a witch. We're going to have all these Jeeps all set up in the parking lot of Englewood. Englewood's going to release the beginning of October. Trunks and Jeeps, October beer. A pumpkin beer for October.
Nice.
So we're going to have that going. At the same time, we're going to, of course, have the opportunity of Hidden Still and doing special drinks. But there's one goal in mind, and that is we're going to have candy as well as healthy choices. And anybody in any surrounding community, bring your kiddos to a safe event in a parking lot. Let them show you their Jeeps. Let them show off, you know, their Jeeps. This is a club. It's a group. So we're going to give out prizes. Corporate prizes, club prizes, individual prizes, best designed.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Costumes.
Okay.
And we're going to do a parade. We have to get clarification on it, but we're going to do a parade with what sits next door, but I can't say that until I have defined, but put the day, mark the day down, which is, November 2nd, which is a Saturday, and we'll do a parade. And, when all the Jeeps come back, we're going to have live music. We're going to have a festive event. And it's just going to be coffee, food, beer, bourbon, ghouls, ghosts, and all these Jeeps all lit up with their decorations. And there's going to be kids around that. It's going to have a safe environment to get not only candy, but healthy choices and get all these. And if you're a company that wants to participate in this, want to provide us candy, healthy choices, please. We're going to support you. We're going to sponsor you. We're going to put you out there. But I want to build it to something big, that it just gets bigger and bigger every year. And people are looking forward to coming to Central Pennsylvania, getting the Lebanon Bologna, getting the chocolate, getting the beer from the different breweries, going to the different distilleries, going to the different restaurants.
Yep, that's
and
it.
The excuse to come to this area is Trunks and Jeeps.
There you go. Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
So it just be
bigger and bigger. Yeah.
Bigger and bigger. Make it bigger and bigger every year. Let's make it an all-day affair. All it does is raise money. It raises awareness. It gets people together. I always say, if you have good music and you have good food, people will come together and just have a good time. Whether you have drinks or not, it brings people together.
It so does,
let's,
yeah.
What happened pre-COVID, let's make it bigger after COVID.
Exactly.
We're making it smaller.
I'm with you on that.
Let's make it bigger, right?
Yep.
And the last one is a year-end celebration. Courtyard of Honor Gala, or what I want to call a celebration. And that is going to be bringing everyone together at the Purcell Friendship Hall in Milton Hershey, in Hershey. And we had an incredible event last year. We had the Bad Toupees play live. They're going to do it again. They're a great group. And we had gift baskets. We had raffles. We had live music. We honored those that sponsors. We're young. So this year, we're going to give out awards. We're going to bring people together. We're going to announce who's helped us. But we also just want people. It's free. There's no charge to it.
Oh, wow.
We want people to come and celebrate. Learn more about it. What the next step is. What we're going to do in the future. How we're going to expand and grow. Who else we can help. If there's another group we can help, I'll promise you two things. One, I'll always tell you the truth. I'll always make sure that I give it my best to help whoever's out there. The other thing is I will never, ever compete with another nonprofit. I'll only partner. If I reach out to anybody, and people know this, I don't put my hand out. I turn it to the side and shake. I want a partner. I'm not looking for something other than how can this benefit you if it helps me? And that's all I want to do with this. So I guess I'll end with this. Courtyard of Honor was handed to me in a way that I couldn't be more honored. In a way that I can rest my head at night softly knowing that I made a difference that day. I met with some people that day that are amazing. If the timing isn't right, there's always another day. If you don't wish to participate, I will never hold that against anybody. But I will always invite you to come to our events. My goal is to help a teammate. A teammate is as strong a bond as any other bond you're going to find. And if you're fortunate enough to have those bonds, they don't go away. I have some people I'm fortunate enough to still be in touch with since elementary school. It's almost 50 years.
Yeah.
I have some friends. I have a friend I've known since birth. 57 years, I'm very fortunate. But I want to learn, and I want more friendships, relationships. I want to teach people. I want people to teach me. One thing my father always said was, if you do two things every day, the world will be a better place. And he said, you need to learn something new every day. Always have your mind moving. But he said, the other thing is, make sure you teach somebody something new every day. If you do that, we'll be a much better place. And if I can just share that with people, that's my goal every day, we'll all succeed, be a better place. But we have an opportunity to make a difference. And the other thing is, I haven't had the chance yet to personally meet Officer Lebo and his widow,
mm-hmm.
but I will help her in any way I see I can. And Officer Michael Henry Jr. and his family, Michael Horrocks and his family, all the veterans, all the emergency responders, all the current servicemen and women, all the future servicemen and women, let's just never forget.
Amen to that.
Okay. Cheers, my friend. What a great night.
It's been a lot of fun.
I thank you.
I think there's no doubt, in my humble opinion, you know, Rox is real proud of what you're doing. You can tell the passion for Courtyard of Honor. for our heroes and everyone out there exudes from you. So you're doing the right thing. You know, let's roll and make it bigger and bigger, right? That's what it's all about. So Randy McKillop, president and founder of Courtyard of Honor on the American Grown Podcast and the Color Tech Creative Solutions Studios, thank you for joining me.
God bless.
If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave a review. To see photos of today's guests and more content, just search American Grown Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.
If you'd like to be a featured guest on the podcast, please direct message or email Austin at AmericanGrownPod@gmail.com.
This episode was brought to you by these sponsors.
Cleona Coffee Roasters is a small batch coffee roastery and coffee shop, veteran and first responder owned, community oriented, and roasted fresh to order. Now open inside 911 Rapid Response, Anvil, PA. Go to CleonaCoffeeRoasters.com to order online, see updated hours, and find where you can buy it close to you.
Triggered 22 LLC, a veteran owned apparel company. By purchasing a t-shirt, hat, or hoodie from Triggered 22, you're not only supporting a small business, but you're bringing awareness to veteran PTSD and suicide. Please help save the lives of those who fought for our freedoms. Visit triggered22.com now and place your order. Let's help those suffering from invisible wounds.